I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. To invite Ukraine to join NATO or not, there was no consensus in a gathering last week of NATO members' foreign ministers, and that came days after a U.S. official suggested Ukraine lower its conscription age from 25 to 18 years. But a Ukrainian official replied they lack supplies to support the soldiers they already have. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says hundreds of pastors or deacons are serving on the front lines.
Regardless of whether they are pacifist or not, they count it a privilege to serve for their country. But then at a personal level, we have to understand that a lot of these men are married and they have little kids.
Mock says older pastors are more assured of their home in heaven and at peace as they serve in the army, but younger pastors feel more daunted. Pray for God's presence and for faithful gospel ministry for these brothers. And thanks to the cooperation of multiple translation organizations and to computer software, Bible translation work is speeding up exponentially all over the world. Dane of Unfolding Word says their open license translation content bridges the gap between translation experts and church groups around the world so that they can do scripture translation with integrity. That means that groups who have been waiting for a translation in their heart language are that much closer to having it.
I'm so excited about this because I was a pastor for 32 years, and seeing this happen for people just thrills me because our brothers and sisters around the world need this information, these tools, and it's exciting to be able to provide them with these tools.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.